I am totally going through Buxy withdrawals. All right. We have Becky Lee on the phone right now. I'm going to let her tell you all about her website. And Becky, remember, this has to be radio safe. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We're just doing fine. The website, www.crochetmycrotch.com.
That is correct.
Okay, we're going to, again, keep it radio safe. Like, for instance, we'll just say purses, okay?
Purses, okay.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
But you also, exactly, what do you do?
Well.
What do you crochet?
I crochet vaginas. I can say that on the radio, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Feel free, many times you want. Okay,
awesome.
You crochet vaginas.
I do. Actually, technically, I crochet vulvas. I was calling them vaginas for a long time until, of all people, my grandmother pointed out the error. I was like, oh, thanks, Nana.
Isn't that funny that grandma would point that out to you?
I'm a little baffled by it, but she's awesome. But anyway, yeah, so I crochet vulvas.
Okay, and I understand you make earmuffs out of these?
Uh-huh.
and hats and scarves?
Yeah, that's the idea. I mainly stick to the I have two sizes.
Two sizes?
Yeah, I make mini vaginas and the standard size, which is actually a little larger than life, I guess, so to speak.
Okay. Now, what possessed you to start doing this, Becky?
Well, actually, there is, believe it or not, a rational explanation to all this.
Can't wait to hear it.
Well, a couple years ago, or actually even last year, I was participating in my school's production of Eve Ensler's Vagina Monologues.
And whose?
Well, Eve Ensler.
Oh, the Vagina Monologues. Oh,
yeah,
sure. They had them up here in Rehoboth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we had them on campus at Salisbury University as well, and I was participating, and all of us were brainstorming, trying to think of a way to honor some, you know, some women who...
Who have vaginas? Yes, all. Let's honor most women that do have them. Yeah.
If they're lucky enough.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, there was a particular way we're trying to you know come up with something extra special for you know a couple women in particular, and you know I was like, well, I don't know, I could crochet because I just learned to crochet. It's like you know maybe I can make him an afghan or something. And one of my friends jokingly said, hey, you should crochet a vagina. I'm like, ha ha, that's hilarious. You know.
And that's how it started.
It's pretty much. The first vaginas were a hit, and then I guess last summer I started work on my my website, crochetmycrotch.com, and we just officially launched it last week. So hooray!
All right, this is
hey,
you even have us on your website.
Yep.
Now this is your grand opening.
Yeah. Which may be an unfortunate choice of words.
I think so, but that's okay. The crochetmycrotch.com is the website. Now, are you expecting to see these hanging around everybody's neck? Oh, my goodness gracious. Look at this. Are we allowed to look at this? Okie dokie. I don't even know. Now, does this also come in male anatomy? Are you going to be doing that as well?
I'm working on that. If you click on the, I believe there's a link along the bottom that says photo gallery,
uh-huh.
And you can see the pictures of the actual muff earmuffs, pouches and purses, and there is actually a penis on there as well. The penis I don't like doing because it's just too creepy. It's almost too realistic. I mean, the vagina, it's kind of, you know, it's realistic as well, but it's like obvious that it's, you know. Like, hey, you know, look at me, I crochet. But, you know, just like, I don't know. It creeped me out working on it. Frequently, I had one out, and I had to put it in a bag. I special made one for someone. I was like, I had to put it away. It creeped me out, you know, having these things lying around.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, that would creep me out. I mean, you know, usually you come by my house, there's vaginas laying all over the place, but to have a few penises around, oh, no, it would just absolutely freak me out.
Yeah,
not that there's anything wrong with it. All right, so if you want to see this, and what do these things sell for?
The mini vaginas go for about $8.
The mini vaginas.
Uh-huh. The standard ones go for about $15, so... They're all handmade. They're all one of a kind. Different and unique, kind of like snowflakes, but more vagina-y.
Okay. Now the photograph that's on your front page. Interesting. Okay. Because you're working with real models.
No, actually. Not at all.
That's not?
Nope.
What is that? The photograph on your front page when you're explaining it. No? Okay. There's a photograph. It looks real to me.
Well, I don't work with real models, I'll assure you that. I just kind of work from, I guess.
From memory?
I guess.
All right. Well, good luck to you with this. Winter's coming up next year, and you need those earmuffs and beer koozies and hats, scarves, all those kind of things. And the purses. Of course, the purses. Those will be a popular item this year.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Here, you want some?
Hey, Mother's Day's coming up.
That's right. That's right. Nothing that mom would like more than a crocheted
purse.
Vagina.
Purse.
Purse.
You could put the crocheted penis inside the crocheted purse.
Becky, good luck with this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Crocheteme.com. That's the website.